Concrete Utopia on This Moment of Indiana History. In 1906, the United States Steel Corporation founded Gary, Indiana. The steelworks and the city grew up quickly, giving rise to subsidiary companies along Lake Michigan's Indiana shoreline. Thousands of workers poured into the city in these early years, creating an instantaneous housing shortage. The so-called City of the Century seemed a perfect site to try out new types of urban housing. Thomas Edison had recently devised a metal form and a method for constructing a concrete house in a single pour. Reformers and journalists hailed concrete homes as fireproof, sanitary, and vermin-free, while executives at the United States Sheet and Tin Plate Company saw concrete as a quick and cheap material for company housing. By 1914, the company had built 96 concrete homes using Milwaukee-based Reichert forms in lieu of Edison's design. The metal forms were intricate and allowed for a variety of building styles and ornamentation that countered critics' assertions that concrete housing would be monotonous. Despite all the initial enthusiasm for concrete houses, the experiment failed. As the construction process went over budget, deadlines were missed, housing demand slowed, and as World War I siphoned building materials overseas, construction trended back to traditional wood and brick homes. City and neighborhood planners from across the nation who had been watching Gary to measure concrete's viability followed suit and reverted to more familiar building techniques. A century later, 72 of the original structures are still standing. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the IU Department of History.